Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District and Warren, Forest, and Crawford Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to another report to your constituents. Representative Rapp, recently the Pennsylvania Supreme Court came down with a decision saying that the maps that we use for congressional districts is unconstitutional. Talk to us about what this decision means and what do we do moving forward.
Well, unfortunately, the Supreme Court took up a case and struck down our congressional redistricting plan because of alleged political considerations involved in the drawing process, even though it was approved by both the House and Senate in a bipartisan vote. The Supreme Court effectively rewrote the Pennsylvania Constitution to add congressional redistricting to the provisions of Article 2 and ordered the drawing of new districts using the State Legislative Reapportionment Commission criteria. Our congressional districts have been in place since the last census from 2011. It's been in place for 6 years, and we've had three congressional election cycles before this case was tried. The petitioners, the people who brought this case to the court, filed the case in June of 2017, and they requested that the case be fast-tracked for the express purpose of affecting the 2018 elections. And so this is causing us now to, the court has said that we have till February 9th to redraw the districts. And again, we've already had other elections since the plan was adopted by the General Assembly. And we feel that this is really overstepping the role of the courts in the state of Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania House and Senate are appealing this decision to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and to the U.S. Supreme Court. We believe the case should be in federal court because they only struck down the congressional districts, not the state House and state Senate districts. So we're in the process until our appeal and decision. We again have asked the U.S. Supreme Court for a speedy decision, and we're waiting to see what the U.S. Supreme Court says in regards to the congressional redistricting in the state of Pennsylvania.
One further question, Representative Rapp, and that is, if this should be upheld and we're forced to redraw maps in the time frame that's been given here, is that even a realistic thing?
Well, you know, a lot of process goes into drawing those maps. I was a part of the process after the last census. It's very time consuming. And for the federal congressional districts, it has to be almost per person as far as the votes. People talk about gerrymandering, but the law says that you cannot split a township or a municipality. So sometimes those maps may look a little strange because of not being able to split townships and municipalities, and it basically is down to the person. So we have till February 9th, and I'm not sure if that's even feasible for the legislative process to be complete and have a new map that would go before the court.
Representative Rapp, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.